Hello, thank you for listening. If you're here right now, you pick the middle pile or card pile number two, the one right in the middle. Thank you so much for jumping on and listening to this. I just want to give a little preface here. So firstly, this deck is the Austera Tarot from a group of four very talented, amazing women out of Vancouver, Canada. I always like to support local, but here we are at an interesting political time. And it's just always feels so good to support our local artists and owners, business owners and experts. So this is the Austera Tarot. I actually was, I was recommended this deck, reached out to one of the owners, I believe, last year. And then I was guided to Amazon. So they do happily sell these on Amazon as I rant about supporting Canada. But here we are. The reason I picked this deck, Austera is a deity, a Celtic deity that is very, very connected to Imbolc. We just had Imbolc at the beginning of February. You could argue it was the Celtics' new year. So the new year being halfway through winter. So when we get past the winter solstice, because the winter solstice is the longest night of the year, and then immediately we move into longer days. And so for them, Imbolc at the beginning of February, February 1st, 2nd, depending on who you talk to, this is when the days are getting longer, and we are now closer to spring than we are kind of backwards to the beginning of winter. So Austera really represents rebirth, renewal, and spring. So I thought this would be a fitting tarot deck to use. So I will describe the traditional tarot meaning for this, but I will also give a quick little read out of the book at the end. If you've asked about, like I've prompted you to, if you've asked about your year, I just want to make it clear that this is not an outcome card. So if a more challenging negative card comes up, as we know there are in tarot, take it as a very good and helpful message to heed, but not one to be afraid of. And that doesn't mean your whole year is going to be like this by any means. This is just a, hey, this is something I really want you to focus on. Sometimes actually when we get a really positive one, the message is there for the same reason. What I mean by that is we can often walk by happiness or good luck or abundance or good health, whatever it is, true love. We can often miss how lucky we are. So sometimes when it's a positive, it's a reminder to make sure when these things happen that we take a pause to enjoy them and to celebrate and feel grateful for them. Okay, so traditional tarot, always right side up when I do these. And again, if it's negative, please don't take it as an outcome card. It's just something that was important for you to know in regards to your 2025. All right, here we go. Oh, goodness, this is an interesting year. we had swords actually, I won't say anything. So just in case you pick more than one. So we have the three of swords for this card here. Three of Swords, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is not a pleasant card. Three of Swords in some ways is so good because it's that feeling that we get after we throw up. That's always the best analogy I have to this card. I guess maybe better analogy is the freedom we feel after receiving the truth, even if it hurts. You know, maybe you've been feeling that your partner's been hiding something from you, or that your employer is planning to let you go, or you've just been feeling really unwell physically and you're going to go for that doctor's appointment to get those tests done. And this card represents getting that hard truth back. So it's unfortunately not suggesting really good news, but the beauty of this card is once you get whatever truth you deserve, and I'm saying that in a very good way, or when that event happens that is not pleasant, it is a release. So Three of Swords is a huge release. It's often seen as a broken heart, Three Swords and a heart, but this is a sign that something is going to happen if you've picked this one within this year that although will be hard to hear or go through, it will release you. Like it's going to be a huge weight off your back, a huge pressure off your chest kind of thing. Nonetheless hard though. So in this picture, for example, it's beautifully done. It's pouring rain. There's a frog and ivy there. And all of these little bits to me have such strong symbolism of release and cleansing. The rain it's so stormy in the background. It's definitely a rainstorm. So that just really cleansing and clearing out. We need it. You know, we love that perspiration. Is that the right word? I don't feel like that's the right word. That's when we sweat. You know what I mean? When it rains, we love the rain, but it can be scary when it's really storming. And then the frog medicine often represents cleansing out, releasing and letting go. And then the ivy has a bunch of different meanings. One of them can actually mean protection. The other side of ivy can mean, you know, watch out for anything that's taking away from your energy or kind of a parasitic vibe. So this card is definitely suggesting you're going to receive or go through something that's a challenge. Because it's the Three of Swords, it's actually not going to likely be as big of a challenge as you might feel. Like it's not in tarot, for example, it's not like the Tower or the Devil or the Ten of Swords, which can represent death even. Or it's not the death card. It's more like that kick to the stomach or that like kind of emotional dagger to the heart where you just feel like, ooh, but it's not life ending. It might uproot things for a little bit, but this is the number three and it's minor arcana. So although it's still a challenge, I don't want anyone reading this panicking. Okay. Let's read from the book here and see what these wonderful souls have to say about their interpretation of the Three of Swords. Okay, so for them, the Three of Swords, betrayal, heartbreak, grief, hard lessons. Three blades pierce a heart carved into an ivy-wound tree. A small frog clings to its surface and relishes the rain. This card describes the kind of intense heartbreak that can block out all reason, whether it stems from loss, betrayal, or rejection. Suffering often seems to have no end or a higher purpose, but it can often be a catalyst for growth. Consider the downpour in this card and the role it plays in the force, constant renewal. Although some hardships call for stoicism and a degree of detachment, this card speaks to more cathartic moments of emotional release. And I completely agree with that interpretation. Okay, so this is getting really cool. If you listen to all the cards, I picked in that first picture, a little item from nature to go with each one. And I picked green apophyllite for this card. So that might be a crystal you want to work with, although it's pretty pricey. That's why it's little. but it's often connected to cleansing and to that frog energy because it's kind of elementally magical and such too. So Three of Swords, something that may happen, but lots of room for release and growth. So if you're looking for answers, if you're looking for change, this card is really validating. It's going to happen for you. Okay, my friends, thanks for listening. Bye.